Pratt Sister, Battle Creek, Michigan, April 15, 1860. Dear Sister Pratt, I have been shown something I dare not withhold. In the last vision given at Knoxville, some things were shown me concerning individual cases. I was shown your case. I saw that you lacked religion. You lack consecration. You did not come to this church right. Your husband had not kept the Sabbath. He was ignorant of the influences of the Spirit of God upon the heart. He has no divine help or strength from heaven to overcome evil habits or obtain the victory over his besetments. He is unstable as water. I was shown, Sister Pratt, that your conversation is not profitable. You converse too much and upon things that do not profit. Your conversation is too much to exalt self, to speak your own praise and have an high estimation of your ability. And you possess an independence of mind that is not becoming or approved of God. Your independent spirit must change. And you possess the fruits of the Spirit, true humility and childlike simplicity, which would be much more pleasing to God. You have talked to others against the church in this place. You have expected more of the church here than it was their duty to do. Had your husband been sick, an invalid, then your expectations would have been realized. But as the Lord has blessed him with health, he should possess more energy, be ready to endure hardship, and if he is not slothful in business, he can abundantly supply the wants of his family. There is a lack of perseverance and energy on his part, and your finding fault with the church was not just or called for. Your coming here in the manner you did called for the exercise of great patience from the church. Your children were rude and undisciplined. They were an annoyance, and the church was in doubt and uncertainty whether you were true objects of their aid or whether any duty was required of them in your case. You should realize that your coming as you did threw a burden on this church that God did not require them to bear. These things you should realize, and you should appreciate their efforts. If you feel that others have not done just right, you should have patience. If you feel aggrieved or that you have been wronged, you should go immediately to the individual and with a kind spirit inform the one you think has been wrong. Not hint and insinuate to others and relate the whole matter to them, and thus injure one of God's children and excite prejudice against him. God frowns upon such a course. He cannot meet with and prosper an assembly where such things exist. Your much talk has not been a benefit to those around you or those with whom you associate. It has proved an injury to them. It has caused barrenness of soul and darkness. There must be a great work accomplished for you before you can be accepted of God. Your husband has no religion. You are often tried and too often speak in an improper manner to him. You talk to him bitterly, which has not had a beneficial effect. Remember, by our words we are to be justified, or by our words condemned. Our acts, our deeds, are passing in review before God. Angels are waiting to see what character we develop, and all our words and acts are faithfully chronicled in heaven. Your independent spirit must be yielded, your self-esteem overcome. It must die, and you be subdued by grace. In haste.